This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 3rd. God's word for you today is mud and ice. This is part 1. Our scripture reading for today is James chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. And it says, say a quiet yes to God, and he will be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you will get on your feet. In the two scenarios we had examined thus far of cars without traction, it was ice and mud that prevented those cars from having traction and prevented them from getting a grip or gaining control. So the question to you today is, what is the mud or ice that is in your way of getting traction with the way? What are the things that get in the way of us having a traction with Jesus Christ? The first is sin. Sin is like an insulator. It is like a barrier. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2 says, listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It's your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Sin prevents contact, reduces traction, and in some cases, sin eliminates traction altogether. So, what should you do if you are yet to give your life to Jesus and be his follower? You should repent and come to Jesus today. What if you're a follower of Jesus already and you are in sin? What should you do? The same thing, different significances. You have to repent. I say to folks, repent quickly and have a short account with God. What is that thing that can come between you and God? Repent. It is not about being perfect. It is about being repentant. The question is not, are you perfect? The question is, have you repented? 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10 says, if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. In this passage, interestingly, John was speaking to Christians. The truth is that repentance is indispensable. One of my spiritual sons was going through a really tough time. He came to me and he was obviously broken. He said, Pastor, can God forgive me? And he started crying. My heart broke. It shattered, actually. And I said to him, the question is not, can God forgive you? The question is, can you repent? And that is the question for us. It is not, can God forgive you? The question is, can you repent? God is faithful and just to forgive. So do not let sin come between you and your Savior. Do not let sin get between you and Jesus. Do not let sin drive a wedge between you and your Father. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 20 says, the Redeemer will come to Jerusalem to buy back those in Israel who have turned from their sins, says the Lord. To repent is to turn to God and away from sin. Jesus is the Redeemer. Repent, get a good grip with him. Let us pray. Father, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Psalm chapter 51, verse 1. Please read. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.